Married at First Sight, Lou.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, last night it was the final. The vows, don't it's
well,
the
it
final
was
vows.
Yeah. Basically, the commitment ceremony,
That's the final one.
That's right.
And they get together and they sum up their relationship and then they say whether they're going to stay with each other. Mike and Heidi.
Oh, it's been fraught.
Oh, my God, it's been nauseating. Now, I know Heidi. I actually worked with Heidi when I first started in radio.
And I remember when you first saw Heidi was on Maths and you said to me, oh, she's a great chick.
She's a lovely, lovely chick.
She is a bit of hard work. She's very emotional, but not that there's anything wrong with that. We all have our emotional moments, but she has laid herself bare on Married at First Sight in many ways.
Quite a relationship pessimist too, isn't she, Lou? She always looks at the negative.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say she's been let down one or two times in the relationship department.
Yeah. And Mike, how would you sum up narcissistic Mike?
a bit up himself.
Yeah, he's low-level narcissistic. Low-level.
Yeah, but he has glimmers of niceness, which is what kept Heidi going.
We didn't see a lot of those glimmers of niceness during his commitment ceremony vows at the end. He basically listed off all the ways that the relationship sucked. Have a listen.
It's not easy to be the subject of criticism from the person you care about.
She's critical.
I wanted to be the best person I could be for you. But I struggled to make you happy.
Uh-oh. Not easily.
You told the
experts
once that I was inconsiderate.
Uh-oh.
You told me that you didn't trust me. And that hurt a lot.
That just went on and on, by the way.
She heard him.
That's a small part of
it. We were just waiting for the crash. What's going to happen?
But he turned it around at the end.
Oh, my goodness. It was.
Now I know what this feeling in my heart is.
It's not nausea.
It's love.
What? Mike?
She can't believe it.
What are you talking about, Mike?
Oh, my God. Do you really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mate, you missed the bit where she was shocked.
Oh, my God. She said, oh, my God, about 500 times. Oh, my God.
There it is.
Because she was incredulous because he had made no indication that that was going to happen.
No. Not during the character assassination during the middle of it.
No. So clearly that script that was written for Mike came well out of the blue.
Here's the thing though, Lou.
Right.
News.com.au.
Uh-oh.
Dated
Are they
March,
still together?
March 25th.
They're still together. Tell me they're in love and they're married and they're about to have babies or something of the like.
Sounds plausible, doesn't it?
Yes, because he loves her.
Maths Mike has a new off-screen girlfriend, the daughter of an X-rated Instagram star. Her name is Heidi as what?
No.
Oh, no, that's the other one. her name is Casey, and she's an absolute delight. Look.
Hi, Casey.
She look lovely?
We're looking at Casey's Instagram, one of her pictures.
Yeah, and there's Mike topless. And there's a mum who's an X-rated Instagram star, although you're not allowed to put X-rated shots.
There's no X-rated stuff
on
Instagram.
But there's a bum, Lou.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah. We've all got one, quietly.
You don't generally whack it out on the beach and then put it up on Instagram,
actually,
do you?
That's a really unflattering photo. She looks like she's about to drop one.
Oh, God.
It's really unattractive.
So anyway, that just about finishes us up perfectly, Lou. That's well said.
So Mike's changed.
No, that's
He's
it.
Turned.
It's Lou and Matt, Triple M.